Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, Text 1.
Dhritarashtra uvacha dharmakshetre kurukshetre samaveta yuyutsavah mamaka pandavashchaiva kimakurvata sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 7.
Karpanyadoshopahatasubhavaha pichamitvam dharma samudachetaha yachseyasyan nishchitan bruhitan me shishyate ham sharimam tvam prapanam.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now, I am your disciple. Please instruct me. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 13.
Dehi nasmin yata dehe komaram yuvanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhirashtatra namuyati.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 14.
Matra sparshastu kanteya shitoshna shuka dukkha daha agama paino nityas tangstitikshasva bharata.
The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Sayan Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 20. Najayate mriyate vakadachin nayambhutva bhavitava nabhuyaha ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamani sharire.
For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 40. Neha vikramo nasosti pratyavayo na vidyate salpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat.
In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 44. Bhogaishvarya prashaktanam tayaparita chetasam vyavasatyatmika buddhi samadana vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 13. Yugya shirsthashina shanto muchante sarvakil vishai punjate te togam papa ye pachantyatmakaranat.
The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 27.
Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kataham iti manyate.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 37.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajagun Samud Bhavaha Mahashano Mahapadma Vidyenam Yabarinam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world." Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 43.
Evam buddhe param buddhva saṃsthayat manam atmana chahi shatram mahabhaho khamarupam dharasadam.
Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence, O mighty-armed Arjuna, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, Krishna consciousness, and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 2. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sakhalenaha mahata yoganashta parantapa.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 6. Ajopi sannavayatma utanam isharopi san akritim sam adishthaya sambhavam yatmamayaya.
Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 8. Paritranaya sadunam vinachaya chaduskritam dharma samstarpanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattutah chaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattutah chaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 34. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattadarshana.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 5, Text 22. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha jonaya evate adyantavantakamteya nateshu ramate buddha.
An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 5, Text 29. Bhuktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam kithamam shantimrichchati.
A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 6, Text 47. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shadhavan bhajate omam samayuktatamo mataha.
And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service to me. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 3. Manushanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatham api siddhanam kashchin mam piti tattataha.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 5. Aparyam itastanyam bhaktim birime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam daryate jagat.
Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material, inferior nature.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 14. Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam evaye papadyante mayametantarantite.
This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome,
but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 5. Aparyam itastanyam pakitim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabhaho yedam daryate jagat.
Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material, inferior nature.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 19. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavanam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha.
After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Chapter 8, text 5.
Ante kale chamam eva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati nashtatra sanshayaha.
And whoever, at the end of life, quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this, there is no doubt.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartinarjuna mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate.
From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 2. Rajavidya rajaguyam pavitram idam uttamam padyaksha bhagamam dharmyam susukam kartum abhyayam.
This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlastingly and joyfully performed.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 4. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhutani na chaham teshvavastitah.
By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 14. Sitatam kirtayantamang yatandascha dridhavrattaha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Chapter 9, Text 25.
Yanti deva vrata devan pitrim yanti pitri vrataha bhutani janti bhuteja janti madhyajano pimam.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 26.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachchati taraham bhaktyuparitam shnami prayatatmanaha.
If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 27.
Yat karoshi yarashnashi yad jahoshi didasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva mar arpanam.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 29.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho slina priyaha yeva janti tumam bhakya mai te teshu chapyaham.
I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, Text 8.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matasarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha.
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, Text 9.
Machchita madgata prana Puriyanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam chushanti cha ramanti cha.
Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, Text 10.
Teshaṁ satatayuktānaṁ bhajatāṁ prītipūrvakaṁ tadhāmi bhūdhi yogam taṁ yena māṁ upayanti te.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 11.
Teshaṁ evānukam bhārtaṁ aham jñānajam tamah nāśyāṁ yatma bhāvaṣṭo jñānadīpena bhāśvatā.
To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 41.
Yad yad vibhuti mat sattam srimad urjitam evava tat tat eva vagacchatam mama tejungsa sambhavam.
Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring but a spark of my splendor. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 22.
Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jangunan karanam guna sangasya sarasa joni janmasu.
The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 23.
Upadrashtanumantacha Bharata-bhokta maheshwaraha paramatmet-chapyuto tehismin purusha-paraha.
Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 4.
Sarvayani shukanteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasham brahma mahajonir ahambija padapita.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 26.
Mam cha yobhya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate.
One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 1.
Si Bhagavan Uvacha Urvam Mulam Adashakam Aswatam prahur abhyayam chadangshi yasya parnani yastam vedha navedhavet.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree that has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 7.
Mamaivam so jivaloke jiva-bhuta sanatanaha anashastani indrani prakritisnani karshati.
The living entities in this conditional world are my fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15.
Sarvasya chaham nidishani vishto matasmitya jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvar aham eva vedyo vedanta krit bheda vid eva chaham.
I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 23.
Ya shastra vidim utsrija vartate kamakarta nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim.
He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 54.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 55.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyaschashmi tattvataha tato mam tattvato gyatva
One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 57.
Chetasa sarvakarmani mayi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yogam upasritya machchitta satatam bhava.
In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61.
Ishara sarvabhutanam videshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya.
The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 65.
Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mam me vaishyasi satyante
prati jhane priyosi me.
Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus, you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66.
Sarva dharmam parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva papebhyo mukshayishami ma suchaha.
Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.